Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, joins us now courtesy of Bet River Sportsbook. And Mike, the Broncos will be back on the field Monday, OTAs. What's the one thing as you kind of get ready to get out there, watch them on the field as a group, not, you know, rookie minicamp, but the whole team out there? What's kind of the one thing you're most excited to see starting on Monday?
Russell Wilson. You know, I mean, let's cut right to the chase. I mean, he's the reason for hope for this franchise, for the fan base. And want to see how he moves around, want to see how he throws. You know, he's been working with his receivers for quite some time now between off-season work at his facility in San Diego area and with the team. You know, he's been there at all the workouts and see how he hooks up with Cortland Sutton and Tim Patrick and Jerry Jeudy. And I'm not sure how much KJ Hamler will do, but, you know, we should see some 11-on-11, you know, in shorts and helmet. And so let's see what Russell Wilson has.
Mike, I'm going to put you on the spot here with a few guys. We're going to do who's the starter, all right? Melvin Gordon, okay. Javonte Williams, who's the starter?
Javonte Williams.
All right, you're 0-for-1.
All right, real quickly, we won't do this on all of them, but how do you think the percentage shakes loose by the time the season's all said and done with those two?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be more 60-40, maybe 65-35, Javonte. It should be.
Okay.
It better be. I mean, he was the number two. He was the second-round draft pick. He had a real good rookie year breaking in. Melvin Gordon, you know, has had, 8 years in the league now? And you want the young guy. You want the young guy who's ready to play more than the older guy. Melvin took a pay cut from $8 million a year to $2.5 million a year. They're both good in pass protection. Melvin might be a little better just because he's a little bigger in pass protection. But I would, you know, Javonte's your star, and it's time to bring him along.
Yeah, I agree. 60-40 sounds about right to me. Albert O, Quay Benamba, Greg Dulcich.
Start the year with Albert O, and then I'll say by game 6 or 7, it's Greg Dulcich.
I'm calling it game 1. I say game 1, it's Greg Dulcich. Okay. That's what I think.
Mike's now 1-for-2.
I certainly see where you're coming from on that. Right guard, Graham Glasgow or Quinn Meinerz?
Quinn Meinerz.
Is Graham Glasgow a starter?
Glasgow might. He might be. Yeah, I was going to say he might be. That's going to be interesting. Glasgow's making $3 million. You know, a little over $3 million this year in guaranteed money. So I wouldn't be surprised if he starts somewhere in the interior. You know, Dalton Reisner's in there. Moody's getting some chance. And then, you know, it depends on if Calvin Anderson is the right tackle, maybe Billy Turner's at left guard. And so you're really stacked there in the middle, and Glasgow can play center. He played a lot of center for Detroit. So, but I'm going to say somehow, some way, Quinn Meinerz is among the starting five, and right guard appears to be the leader for him.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a bit of musical chairs along the offensive line, particularly those middle three spots. It'll be interesting to see who gets them when the music stops. Mike, this may sound like a bit of a funny question to ask on May 20th, but you still see some guys here and there getting signed. Do you think the Broncos are completely done at this point, barring an injury? Or, and I guess the position I'm thinking of as I ask the question, is inside linebacker. Do you think there's a chance corner depth? Do you think there's a chance there's still some shopping to be done by George Payton?
Yes, there always is. I mean, that never stops with any team, really. I mean, Elway was always signing guys. Mark Barron, remember, right before this season, he signed him, and then he ripped up his hamstring pretty quick. But there's always those type of guys. You evaluate your roster. They're going to take these 10 OTAs and evaluate guys, and there will probably be one or two guys they say, not a fit here. Don't like the way he's doing it. We need to get better here. And they will go out and sign a guy or two. But as of now, this is the roster. These are the 90. But, yeah, corner. I think they need maybe another defensive lineman, perhaps, will be somebody. If you remember last year, I think they brought in Stephen Shamar Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
They brought him in fairly late into the process. So, you know, I don't know about inside linebacker, though. They have the thing is they like Jonas Griffith, who's going to be a starter for him with Josie Jewell. And so, and then they also brought in Singleton from the Eagles, who is Philadelphia's leading tackler the last 2 years. So that's a pretty good backup. And now that, you know, you still got Justin Sternad, maybe with a little strength, he's able to play inside, especially on third down for you this year. I think they're a little stronger at inside linebacker than you think, James, but I understand where you're coming from. You had them taking an inside linebacker right away in the draft, right, as soon as they could?
Well, I thought they should have moved up and gotten a Kobe Dean when he was still on the board. Now, I had no idea, nobody did, that he would slip that far, but, man, Mike, that was the best defensive player I saw in college football last year. I think some of the people in the building at Dove Valley may have agreed there's health issues, but I think that's a position. Yeah. It feels like we're talking about it every offseason, which is, I guess, why it kind of is on my radar of, you know, once again, free agency in the draft, they didn't address that spot. And I feel like, you know, since Danny Trevathan left, we've been talking about it every year.
Yeah, Dean had a shoulder issue, medical. That's the reason why he dropped. And the Broncos were interested in Christopher Harris from Alabama at inside, but they decided to go outside edge rusher instead.
Okay, Mike, well, last one for you before we let you run. I saw that Nathaniel Hackett took the Broncos. He took a bowling this week. Although I don't think that they skipped work, James. That would make you happy. Okay. I think they got their work in, and then they went bowling. Although I am going to ask you to settle debate between James and I. We do have a coffee on the line. Is this the first of many field days, or is this him saying we're not going to take a day off? We're going to get our work in, and we won't have any days off for field days.
Well, that last day of mandatory minicamp is always a play day. I mean, it's been a play day for many coaches.
So I'm going to win.
Yeah. What's that?
So I'm going to win.
Was it a play day? And I'm asking this just because I don't remember.
Yeah.
Was it a play day when Peyton was here?
I wasn't. I wasn't in training camp.
I don't think it was. So it's been a play day when they've been terrible.
There was Kubiak. I know 1 year. I think Kubiak's first year, he did cancel the last day.
Shannon always told us to go home early.
I don't think it was a play day. I think it was just a cancel day.
Yeah.
It might have been a golf, you know. I remember they had a couple of when Peyton was here 1 year, they had a golf outing somewhere.
Sanctuary.
And then they the golf course realized that no one football players don't play golf like baseball players do, and they just didn't have enough rent a clubs. They didn't have enough clubs to rent out, and so that turned out to be maybe you ought to pick out a different sport to play.
Yeah, they do
on the final day, but
they do a little more damage to the tee boxes as well. Their divots.
You got to repair your divots, fellas.
Hey, Mike, looking forward to seeing you down there on Monday. Should be fun to see him out on the field. Thanks for spending a little time with us this afternoon.
All right. See you guys.
There he goes. That was Mike Kliss, courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook.